Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, doesn't have to knock the wind out of your operation. The challenge is real, but so is Elanco's growing BRD portfolio. With Elanco, you can choose from multiple modes of action to help you and your herd breathe easier. For more than 40 years, Elanco has been committed to delivering flexible, future-looking solutions for BRD and other tough challenges. We're dedicated to ensuring our solutions always help you handle whatever you're up against. Our growing portfolio of products for the prevention, control, and treatment of BRD allows you to select the right solution to help keep your herd healthy and productive. It's right for cattle and right by you. Breathe easier. Ask your herd health veterinarian or sales rep about Elanco BRD Solutions. Elanco is a trademark of Elanco or its affiliates.
Well, the Cattle Contract Library Act was introduced into Congress this week. The bipartisan legislation is sponsored by South Dakota Republican Dusty Johnson and Texas Democrat Henry Cuellar. Farm Director Ron Hayes spoke with Oklahoma's 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas to tell us how it all came about.
This is one of the pieces to try and bring more transparency to the process so that everyone who's engaged in the beef cattle markets can have an accurate understanding of what's going on, to be able to defend themselves and their marketing decisions so that consumers can have some confidence in what's going on. This actually is a continuing process that started really with Ernst after the Holcomb fire back in 2019, and then the disruptions that caused to the market. You remember the collapse in live cattle prices, the price of meat in the counter at the grocery store going through the ceiling. Then when we got into the COVID year of 2020, or literally, as I like to call it, the last year and a half of lost time, we went through the same gyrations again when live cattle prices collapsed. And the product in the grocery store and in the restaurants, what few restaurants were open, exploded through the roof. So how do you address that? USDA, in response to a number of us in Congress, did their study and their report, and they called for a variety of things, such as creating this cattle contract library so that we'd know what was going on.
Lucas said this cattle library will help local cattle producers because it houses all the information in one place.
Like the pork people, this will be a central repository of the terms and conditions of the deals that are made. It will be easier for us to verify that there are no sweetheart arrangements. There's no potential collusion going on. This just provides another reference source. And in the bill, there's authorizing language to provide money for our universities and the nonprofit associations, think of the trade groups, to utilize this information to get it out to producers so they can work with it in making their decisions. It's just, again, a piece in the puzzle of trying to address a problem that is obviously there.
To hear more from Farm Director Ron Hayes and his conversation with Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma. That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.